Spelling It Out, Chapter 3, Part 3. Stede Bonnet had been in love with his neighbor for 3 months. They've been in love with each other since 3 months after that. Longer, even. It had been 3 months and 2 weeks since he'd had his first date with Edward Teach, and the time had flown by. He and Ed were still living apart. No, that wasn't the right description for what they were doing. They had both moved into each other's houses, traipsing back and forth as it suited their needs, sleeping wherever they happened to be at the end of the day. They hadn't yet negotiated an end to the current state of affairs, because they both had such specialized houses that neither could figure out how to make it work. Ed had his art studio, Stede had his closets, and the longer they went on like this, the more mixed up their lives and houses were becoming. They were currently in Steed's bed, cuddling under the down comforter because it was February and chilly. "I'm just saying, it was fine when it was warmer, but it hardly makes sense when it's so cold. Practically froze my tits off this morning running across the road to retrieve your oat milk from your fridge," Stede complained.
"Babe, that would have been a tragedy. I love your tits. It was very sweet of you to get it for me," Ed said, rubbing his beard over Steed's chest where he was resting his head. "You're wonderfully generous, and I love you."
"I love you, and I'd do it again for you, my sweetest baby girl. But maybe we should sell one of the houses."
"Yours," Ed said firmly.
"But my kids?"
"Mostly stay with Mary, and we could convert the office. My art studio, on the other hand."
"I know, dearest, I just so love the kitchen over here." Stede buried his hand in Ed's hair, sliding it against his scalp so he could angle Ed's face up to kiss him.
"Love, I'd let you remodel my kitchen."
"You would?"
"Yes, want it to be our house anyway."
"I'll think about it," Stede said, knowing what he meant was that Ed was right, and he was going to end up selling his house, though it would be tough to see it go to strangers.
"Do you remember we have a date tomorrow?" he asked, deliberately changing the subject.
"Yes. Am I hosting?"
"We could go out to a restaurant," Stede said.
"On Valentine's Day?
We could also stay home, and we haven't been to my home in 2 days, so it's practically a night out," Ed reasoned, and Stede poked him with a finger.
"It's nothing like a night out."
"Isn't that something we agreed on? We like nights in?"
"Oh, actually, yes. I guess I just feel like we should do something special for our first Valentine's Day."
"That's because you're allowing yourself to be a victim of capitalist propaganda, love."
"Ed, shut up."
"Never. I'm making you dinner and a nice dessert, and then we'll see if we can come up with anything to do with all that time we saved by not going out."
Stede laughed. "I don't think that will be a problem."
"No, I don't think it will either," Ed agreed, going back to kissing Stede. End of part 3.